bread. And he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The devil taking them up into the holy city and set them on the pinnacle of the temple, he said to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. For a little while today, the battle of champions. He had taken on human flesh, human limitations, stripped himself of all his heavenly garb. Stripped himself momentarily for redemption, his deity, at least outwardly. Amen. Limiting himself to human flesh, weak human flesh, like Adam. He became the second man, Adam. The last man, Adam. Praise God. And here he is. Would he be fit to be the Redeemer? Would he be, after this contest, the Lamb without blemish? Like John said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. After this battle, would he have the dirt of sin on his garments? After this battle with the devil, would he be marked like you and I with Adam's sin? Would he be categorized in the same category with us? Just another weak, frail champion that went down? Amen. Samson went down. Amen. Saul, head and shoulders above the children of Israel, humble. Amen. God's best choice for the first king, but he went down. He lost it. David, amen, went down. Solomon, in all of his glory, came short. Amen. The story goes on and on of men that failed down through the ages. Champions that messed up. Amen. Would Jesus be just like any other of these champions when faced with the temptation? Samson, God's strong man, didn't stand it very good. When he saw that beautiful woman of the Philistines, he said, she pleaseth me well. His mother and daddy reasoned, why are you picking a wife of the Philistines? Are there not beautiful girls in Israel? Amen. But he picked the wrong woman. He picked the wrong wife. And many a person is ruined because they made the wrong choice. Very early they made the wrong choice. Very early you will be tempted. Very early you'll be brought to a crossroads, and you'll have to choose which way you're going to take. Which way will you take? Which way will you take as you carry your heavy load? Which way will you take? Which way will you take when you get to the forks of the road? He was driven of the Spirit into the wilderness. It had to happen. There would be no worldly crowd, but angels would fill the bleachers. Saints go on would fill the bleachers. Amen. They would look on from the other world, if possible. Amen. At the conflict that's about to take place in the wilderness, there'd be no cheering section, if you will, in this battle of life and death. Amen. There'd be no water in the corner. Amen. Between rounds. No. Amen. They would wait till he won or lost. And then because he won, angels came and ministered to him. Round one, he's hungry after 40 days fasting. He has the power to command, and the devil knows it. He has creative powers, for the devil knows that too. For the devil knew who he was. And even Lucifer himself was a product of his creative power. And now Lucifer, a champion next to his master, amen, is going to try to bring him down. He would approach him at his weakest point after 40 days of fasting. Amen. Folks that have had the cocaine habit, I heard a talk show on the radio some years ago, someone that had been delivered from cocaine. And he said, "What's it like to be a cocaine addict?" And he said, "Well, picture yourself 40 times hungrier than you've ever been for food." And he said, "That's the hunger that the cocaine addict has for the drug. 40 times more hungry." After 40 days of fasting and prayer, the devil says to this champion, angels bending over, mouths agape, the gloves are on. It's a battle to the finish. They would only have 3 rounds. Amen. And between bells, there would be no refreshment. There would be no sponge to wipe his brow. Amen. There would be no water to drink. He's in the wilderness. Amen. No, the angels would wait. The champions were at it now. Amen. Rolling in the dust. A bitter life and death conflict. Would he be able to stand it? The temptation to turn stones into pungent, sizzling, aromatic bread. And him so hungry. What would he say? What would he do? His sonship seems to be at stake. Amen. Someone is challenging his authority. If you're really the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And as they rolled in the dust, amen, as they fought to the finish, with no one to cheer them on, amen, he gets his breath. In the agony of the moment, he said, "It is written, thou shalt not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Amen. And each of the mats goes back to his corner. Amen. The rest is not very long. Amen. The enemy comes at him with all he's got. He grabs him with all his power. And he too has supernatural power. And he takes this frail human body, amen, and sails through the air with lightning speed and sets him up on the pinnacle of the temple. Once again, he challenges his sonship, his kingship. Amen. If you're the Son of God, cast yourself off the pinnacle of the temple. And then he quotes scripture. "For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee. You believe the devil can quote scripture? Even when he's tempting you, he can quote scripture. He'll give you Bible for your rebellion. And make you feel right in it. Justified in it. Amen. Could he do it? Of course he could. But would he do it? That is the question. Amen. It's not a question, can he? But will he, at the charge of Satan, at the leading of the wrong spirit, if you will, cast himself down? Amen. Once again, the match is on. They've locked horns on the pinnacle of the temple. Amen. The devil has no need to fear. Amen. Because he is not subject to things like this. Wouldn't matter to him if he fell some 75 feet. Amen. And so the wrestling matches on. Would he be able to push him over with this tempting taunt? If I'll be the Son of God, cast yourself down. Amen. He gets his breath in the conflict. Angel with jaws agape. Gabriel standing at attention. Michael standing in awe. What would he say? The devil has challenged him, and he's quoting scripture, and they're doing it across the world today, from pulpits today. They're challenging you, and they're quoting scripture while they do it. But don't you listen to the wrong spirit. You hold on to God. Hallelujah. Jesus comes up with an answer. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. The devil loses his grips. They fall back in their corners. Amen. And then this arch enemy, this champion of time, this Lucifer, the son of the morning. Oh, yes, this charmer with a voice like an angel, for that's what he is. With musical tones in his voice, for that's what he's got. And did you know the devil is still writing beautiful music today? Amen. He's the author of every ungodly, worldly song. He's the demon behind the classics. Amen. Several years ago, we had a preacher come by here that didn't believe in our guitars. Amen. And gargling our microphones, amen, and our drums, amen. But he and his Bible school would take whole busloads of his students to hear classical music. I want you to know the same devil, amen, is playing that music that plays the otherworldly music. Amen. He remonstrated with me at my table at the house as we fed him that night. We was feeding him. Amen. Entertaining him. He was eating at my table. Amen. And he wants to press the question, do you have rock music in your churches? I said, brother, I said, we came from the country where most of the time if they had a piano, they didn't have nobody to play it. We was tickled to death for anybody that could play anything. Amen. Even if they was playing a rub board or beating on a tub, we was glad to have some music because we didn't hardly have none. Amen. So we played guitars. And amen. Well, he said, you got rock music in your church. Amen. And I don't believe you got a right to be offended at me with my television if I haven't got a right to be offended at you with your rock music. So, amen, we had a disagreement. Amen. Right at my table. I told him, you've talked all around the world, and you haven't defined by definition what rock music is. Well, he said, it's spiritually discerned. And he said, I don't think you're spiritual enough to discern it. And our conversation became more heated. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, he said, I suppose I had best leave you. He's scheduled to preach Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Amen. He called all over the airport to try to get a ticket out. And he couldn't get a ticket out till around midnight the next night. Or Sunday morning, I can't remember which. He said, well, I suppose it's God's will that I preach for you one more time. And I let him preach. Amen. He said, now we'll have to be careful about how we tell others about our conversation. I said, I don't have to be careful. I said, if they find out that you've left me for the reason that you left me, amen, and didn't preach the whole weekend like you're scheduled to preach, I said, slam. The doors will automatically be shut. I don't have to say anything. Amen. Well, the doors begin to close on him and his little Bible school down in South Carolina. And he wrote me a letter. And he said, I think it's time that you and I faced. And he said, I'll meet you halfway between here and where he was at in South Carolina. And he said, be all right for you to bring a couple of brothers with you. And he named them. I didn't even answer his letter. If I had answered, I would have wrote nuts, Annie Godlin, across his own letter and sent it back to him. Amen. Amen. Since then, he's had to close down his Bible school. Amen. And went primarily with the Baptist. And before his Bible school closed down, most of the preachers he was having preach for him in his Bible school is reported unto me. And he sang them to the high heavens was Baptist and didn't even believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to tell you that we don't have to have a twisted version of Bob Jones University syncopation, amen, and have the power of God. In fact, we had the deadest service the two nights he preached and the nearest nothing for altar call that we had in the 23 years and a half that I've been here. Amen. Praise God. We was in a battle about the drum, the tabret he preached against it that night. And I said, well, the only times in the Bible that the music is spoken of in an evil sense, most times it's commanded in the Old Testament. And I said, the only time it's spoken of, even in any negative way, is when it was spoken of as being part of the makeup of Lucifer. And I said, God created it then. It's a creation of God then. Amen. He couldn't hack that. Amen. Just couldn't take that. Amen. So he went back to his TV and his classics, as if the devil don't write classical music, as if the demons don't play fiddles, amen, and violins, and E minor and B minor. Bless your heart. Amen. If you got the devil in your music, you need to cast him out. Amen. But if you get it sanctified, shout hallelujah. Yeah, the musical tones, he tempted the Son of God. With a luring voice, amen, strong delusion, he comes at him. He says, bow down to me. Third round. And you won't even have to go to Calvary. I'll give you all the kingdom of this world. Amen. And you know the Bible, God, Jesus, the prophet still call Lucifer the God of this world. And did you know that when some folks speak of God and Jesus, they're not talking about the Holy One. They're talking about the only supernatural one that they identify with. And that's the God of this world. They're serving the wrong God. Amen. Would he do it? He wouldn't have to live in this hog pen any longer. He wouldn't have to walk these lowlands no more. He wouldn't have to encounter the stinking lepers no more. He wouldn't have to pay any attention to the blind, the halt, the lame. He wouldn't have to go to that awful hill and give his life. Just bow down to me, and I'll give you the kingdoms of this world. Well, one preacher said, the devil didn't own it in the first place. He stole it. And all that the devil has, he stole it. It still really belongs to God. He was trying to give him what he already had. The only thing was, would he get him to sell out short of redeeming you and I and allowing us the privilege of going into the kingdom with him because of redemption? Jesus would not inherit the kingdom alone. He would see to that. He would go all the way to Calvary. Amen. It is written, with dust and sweat and tears on his face, so hungry and so tired and so weary that he was about to pass out, he gasped out the words, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he knocked Lucifer clear out of the ring. He didn't stop turning flip-flops for a while. Amen. Woo, glory to God. The cheering section in heaven, glory to God, clap their hands. Hallelujah. The champion had won. Go ahead. Amen. And cheer him a little bit if you want. And then all of a sudden, praise God, one of the angels with a bucket of water, amen, and some angels' food broke through, hallelujah, and carried up to the weary Son of God. And the Bible said the devil leaveth him, and the whole angels came and ministered unto him. Oh, hallelujah. Who was this? This is our champion. This is our winner. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, he's rode that donkey into Jerusalem. He's had the triumphal entry. And the people have shouted, Hosanna. And he wouldn't let them stop the children from praising him. He said, if these hold their peace, the stones will cry. And so what a day that was. We call it the triumphal entry. Amen. Our champion is riding into town. But there's going to be another fight. Supper's over now. The music is stopped. Amen. We call it the last supper. It would be a gladiatorial battle. The gladiators fought to the finish. One of them would die. Satan would do his best to kill Jesus before he got to Calvary. Amen. He would kill him with fear. He would kill him with agony. Amen. He had a little group of disciples now, and he allowed three of them, to stay close enough to him to witness the match. He bows over. I don't know whether it was a stone or a tree. They've got an old olive tree there in Jerusalem. I've had my picture taken. They've got a stone of agony in a church there. And we've been there several times. Somewhere around there, he fell on the ground. And he agonized. What agony. What a battle it was as he agonized there in the garden. Amen. Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. It was too much. Too much. Amen. The disciples didn't realize what a match they were witnessing. And you know what? They did like a lot of us in church. They went to sleep while the match of the ages was being fought. Amen. Amen. His friends. Gary, if you were still boxing and you was in a championship battle to the finish. Amen. And me and Rick, Karen Eden, Kayla was sitting on the sideline. What would you think about us if we went to sleep while you were battling away for your very life? Amen. But the disciples, his three chosen ones, went to sleep. That shows how weak we are. Sometimes we go to sleep when we ought to stay awake. That's because we're human, Brother Denver. We go to sleep because we're tired. We go to sleep because this old body says sleep. Jesus demonstrates to us human nature there in the garden. Peter, James, and John, the best he had, went to sleep. Now, this wasn't no game to them. They'd left all to follow Christ. They'd been faithful down to the finish. Amen. I mean, they'd left fortune, future, fame, everything. Amen. They left their occupation, their homes, their wives, their children, everything. But the arch battle of them all, it was too much for Jesus. He was tired too. He was more tired than anybody. He too had a human body. Would he go to sleep? He was facing Calvary. He had already eaten his last meal. He was in death row already, and he knew it. Amen. And here devils come to try to kill him before the time. And his friends went to sleep. I think it demonstrates how weak we are. It demonstrates how weak he was too. He too wore a human body. He too wore a human frame. Would he be able to take it? Peter wouldn't be able to take it before the night was over. The best he had would cuss and swear and say, "I don't know who he is." Before the night was over, one of his own chosen preachers, who he gave power to lay hands on the sick and they'd recover, would come with a crowd bearing torches, swords, and staves to capture him. Amen. And one of his own preachers would run up to him and kiss him. Kiss of betrayal. He knew about that. He already knew who's going to betray him. He couldn't hardly stand it. That's why he agonized. We can stand it when enemies betray us. But he said in the psalmist words, "It was my own familiar friend. We went up together to the house of God. We took sweet counsel together." Amen. "It is my friend that lifted up his hand against me." That's why he agonized. We can take it when enemies battle us. We can grit our teeth, amen, and look down the gun barrel when our enemies are after us. Sometimes there's a hero or two like Sergeant York, amen, who'd clean out a machine gun nest single-handed, amen, and turn the trenches, the enemy, into death. Amen. And capture a whole platoon, praise God, and march them from prison, amen, to compound, trying to find a place big enough to take all his prisoners. Amen. There's no heroes tonight. His friends went to sleep. Judas had the money in his hand. The money in the bag, amen, was jingling in his pockets. He already sold him for 30 pieces of silver. That's hard to take. That's hard for strong Christians to take. That's hard for good preachers to take. Some of the best of men have gone down, amen, when somebody laid down that 30 pieces of silver against them. Amen. Hey, betrayest thou the Lord for money? Betrayest thou the Lord for 30 pieces of silver? I say unto you, that many have sold him for less. Yea, I say unto you, turn to the Lord with all your heart, for the only thing that really pays is living for thy God. Amen. Judas would throw down his money later. His pieces of silver would fall, amen, at the high priest's feet. They'd wonder what to do with the money. Amen. They would take it and buy the potter's field. Amen. And to this day, the Bible said, is called the field of blood. The guides in Jerusalem will still point you to the potter's field. That's hard to take. What are you going to do when it's your own son that betrays you? When it's your own wife that betrays you? When it's your own husband that betrays you? When it's your own father, your own mother that betrays you? Jesus knew how that felt. That's why he sweat blood. The champion is bringing that all to mind. Amen. He couldn't stand it halfway through this time. Being in agony, he prayed the more earnestly, and his sweat was at great drops of blood falling down. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him, praise God. When he fell back in the corner the first time, an angel broke through him and said, just be encouraged, you can make it, you can make it, praise God. And he strengthened him, and he went right back at it again and prayed more earnestly. Sweat, as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he arose up from prayer, he was come to the disciples and found his congregation sleeping. That's why he sweat. Amen. I won't tell you he won that battle. I won't tell you the devil couldn't kill him before Calvary. I want to tell you, by the help of God, the devil couldn't keep him from going all the way to Golgotha's bloody brow. Hallelujah! The devil couldn't keep him from crying in agony from the cross. It is finished. Our champion won. Amen. It didn't look like he won. It looked like he was down for the count. Amen. But you better watch him. One. Demons laughed. Two. Demons laughed. Three. Amen. Demons left, and then something happened. Before the count of 10, praise God, he rose up, hallelujah, and came out victorious over the hell, death, and the grave, glory to God, and knocked the devil so far that he knows forevermore that he's defeated. The devil's so defeated by our champion that all you got to do is resist him, and he will flee from you. We got the victory. Amen. Oh, I tell you, who won? Amen. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me now. He's strengthening John. He said, fear not. I'm the first and the last. I'm he that liveth. Hallelujah. And was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Hallelujah. I announce to you the winner. The winner. The winner. The winner! The winner don't get a black belt this time. The winner, amen, don't get a corruptible crown this time. A Roman laurel wreath, amen. No, the winner gets the keys to hell and to death. Thank God. And I want to tell you, if you throw in with Jesus, you got the one that's got the keys. And if you get thrown into that prison, he'll open the door and turn you out. Oh, raise your hands and praise God. Hey, 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 amen. It don't matter if you go to jail, if your friend's a jailer and got the keys. It don't matter if you go to jail, if your friend owns the cattle of 1,000 hills, amen, and all the cafeterias on those hills, praise God, he can feed you with steak, amen, and niceties and luxuries that you never heard tell of, praise God, because he got the keys, amen. We're not serving just anybody. We're serving the conqueror. We're serving the winner. Stand to your feet and give him the praise. Give him the glory. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Through it all this morning, through every situation, you can be an overcomer. Through it all. Amen. Your friends may go to sleep while you battle. Your friends may let you down and betray you. But I want to tell you about one that rode roughshod over all of that. Thank God. Oh, he sweated blood. Lord, how he cried. Lord, how he died. But that was the plan. The Lamb of God had to take away the sins of the world. He's redeemed you. He spoke to us last night. I've redeemed you from all your death. I've redeemed you. Amen. As they sing, Father, help us, Lord, to fall in with Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God.
This is the man.
Thank God.
Walking the Come sea. On. This is the man.
Come on.
Dying for me.
The champion has conquered.
The lepers.
The champion has won.
And the blind made to see.
The champion is our Savior.
The dumb spake for joy when this man set them free. Down on the banks of Jordan one day, John was baptizing,
yeah.
And we hear him say, to his disciples,
Behold
the man.